from talking mouths.
You know, when I worked for the City Whitehorse Trail crew, and more specifically on Boogaloo and building the Buckway Bridge, I do have some memories of that. Mark Koepke.
One of my other favorite memories from the build is the time I spent with Joe DeGraff and Spencer Clark building what ultimately became known as the Buckway.
I remember at the time I worked with Spencer Clark. It was one of the early years of the City of White Horse Trail crew, and
the city agreed to come in and as part of their work plan to do some bridge work. The end of downtown Boogaloo, where you're getting towards the start of Boogaloo Heights, was very, very wet.
Back then, there must have been a wet year because there was a lot of water there.
It was really, really boggy and hummocky and not pleasant.
You know, we went and looked at the site, and you know, we decided to build a boardwalk over this small wetland crossing.
So every day, Joe and Spencer would roll by my house in the little blue City Whitehorse truck.
Right. Yeah, I do remember being jammed in that single cab. We had one of those half-ton, two-wheel drive old city trucks that would get stuck everywhere we went, basically, because we would try and find these 4x4 roads to get close into these spots. And
the three of us would drive up Gray Mountain Road.
We had to haul rock from Upper Gray Mountain. We had a quarry site.
And we'd load the truck up and then we'd drive down into the bottom of Woodcutters Road and right in. You can get really close to where the Buckway is, like pretty easy with a wheelbarrow, and you just got to go down a little hill. And yeah, the three of us spent, it probably wasn't a whole week, but it was multiple days in a single week.
I think it took us about a week, and we bought lumber. So we built a few, call them small rock piers, I guess, you know, elevated to get this boardwalk with, you know, classic stringers and decking. Pretty simple boardwalk. We built a kind of like an island in the middle out of rock. So there's the first boardwalk kind of goes, and then you're on the island, which is about a meter and a half, 2 meters long. And then there's the curved section after that. I always call the whole structure, the Buckway Bridge, the whole entirety of it. We had fun building it. I remember we were laughing and, you know, Mark was there and it was just jokes. We had a lot of fun.
And I just love watching the dynamic between Joe and Spencer. They were such an odd couple. They really were like the odd couple. I remember lunches. Spencer every day would have these beautiful lunches packed. You know, he'd have these artisanal sandwiches, nice bread. He'd have the fancy, you know, deli meat in there. And his lunch was just so, and then you'd look over and there's Joe.
Yeah. I probably could have made more elaborate lunches, but in those years I didn't.
And Joe had a can opener, a tin of tuna that he was draining into the swamp, and he'd have a block of cheese, like a whole, not even a knife. And you'd see, you know, Joe taking spoonfuls of tuna out of the tuna tin and then just taking a bite out of the block of cheese. And then Spencer would just be shaking his head. He's like, what kind of heathen am I working with here?
I remember that. I remember showing up with kind of whatever I could grab. I remember being on the bridge with Bev Buckway.
The mayor of Whitehorse at the time was Bev Buckway.
And Mark. And I'm pretty sure we cut a ribbon. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do you remember something similar to that?
The mayor actually came out to see this glorious thing that had been named in her honor. I think she was very confused.
Those jobs that were created for us to, you know, do trail maintenance, we were probably giving back to people in the government that made those decisions, I would assume.
I would imagine maybe when you're the mayor, you dream that you're going to at least get like a curling rink or a hockey arena or maybe a street or something a little grander than like a little wooden bridge out in the middle of nowhere named after you. I don't know if it just started as a joke between Joe and Spencer and I, and we were just informally calling it the Buckway. It sounds like definitely something that I would have done.
I think it was Mark, yes. It's a great name. You know, the permanent marker that we wrote on the piece of wood is really faded. And I think we should get back out there and maybe, you know, rewrite that in permanent marker from the bleaching from the sun.
It's a great feature. But until we had the high water the summer of 2021, that whole area where the Buckway is has been bone dry since the day we put the bridge in.